Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do go over there. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to show you some things real quick. I'm going to play some audio, some video for you. If you're not accessible to computers, you'll be able to hear us at least through audio on your radios. Okay, cool. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top there. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, stick to the topic. No more babysitting here. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on. You understand. John 14:6. So over the weekend, I've been watching this closely. Last week, I'd had a friend in another ministry bring up to me House Speaker Mike Johnson, and I brought this up on Saturday. And he was just gloating. He was happy. And I'm not here to rain on anybody's parade. Folks, I want righteousness to reign within this country once again as well. But you got to understand that sin is a reproach to any people. And the fact of the matter is, as he was gloating, the first thing I thought of was how many people have put themselves up in a new position of government as if to suggest the people put them there. They call themselves Christians only to find out that they produce fruit that is of the devil and not that of the Christ, to Christ's glory. They lie, they steal, they kill, John 10:10, just like their father. You can also read John 8:44. See, these people don't understand that Proverbs 19:9 tells us that a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lie shall perish. And here's the great wonder. Why do they lie? I can give you the answer. Because they know the truth, and it shows you who they work for. It's just that simple. The deceiver of the nations, okay? Now, the reason I'm bringing this up again is because I just got some new information from Mike Johnson. Ever since he's been there, it's interesting. I have been getting fleeced by him for money day in and day out. I kid you negative. Now, keep in mind, the Christians are there all hailing his appointment once again, but how many times has this happened where they haven't still learned their lesson? As if to suggest that the devil's going to come up and he's going to come through the front door with a fork in his hand. He's going to have his little spiky ears up and a big long red tail and say, I'm here to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. That's not what he does. No, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15 that that they come as the angels of light, and we're to judge them by their fruit. So let me do that. And again, I don't mean to rain on anybody's parade here, but folks, every president that we know of has done the same exact thing. Everybody that seeks office, they all do the same thing until they get there. And then once they get there, you find out, just like Albert Pike had rightly said, as a deceiver himself who's now in hell paying the consequence for his sin because he failed to repent. That's who hell is for. He refused the mercy of God. He's the one that said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Look at the timing of Mike Johnson being appointed. And again, I don't care if a ministry calls me up and says, oh, praise God, Mike Johnson's there. Look at this guy. He's preaching. Look at his emails. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yep, which one hasn't done it? And here's the kicker. With a question mark, where is the justice? Where is the judgment that has been promised? Okay? On Saturday, I'd highlighted the fact that Mike Johnson, this new Speaker of the House, this godly man, makes $223,000 a year. But without fail, on social media platforms, I'm showing you this right now, folks, I'm getting these emails. I'm getting these emails from him over and over and over again. Okay? And he's talking about how he's a Christian, right? And he wants you to respond to him. And so when I respond to him, what does it do? Like it always does, folks. It goes right to, can you give some money? Wait a second. You're already getting paid to do a job that you're not doing. Isn't that true? Well, Bradley, you're kind of prejudging. You're judging a little quick. Wait a second. But we're to guard our liberties. We're to suspect everybody that approaches or occupies the office, said Patrick Henry. Exactly right. So I'm just merely giving you the fruit that's already been born by a Mike Johnson. You ready for this? I hope you are. This is brand new. This just came out. This is thepeoplesvoice.com. House Speaker Mike Johnson is now saying there's not enough evidence to impeach Joe Biden. Okay, so what you have to come to terms with, friends, after seeing this for so many years and so many times without fail, they always manifest because the Lord said he'd bring all things to the light. For a guy like this to come in and call himself a godly man, remembering that the purpose of government is to restrain men from what? Sin, transgressing God's law, 1 John 3:4. They're to maintain order, okay, not create disorder, the way that they are doing today. And the reason is because they keep bringing about unjust policies against the people. And that's why the people are becoming irate. And rightfully so. They're watching their government work hand in glove with corporations and the mainstream media create domestic insurrection. Why wouldn't they respond? Anybody would respond. Okay? Okay, so they're supposed to maintain order, and they're also supposed to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. But what we continuously see, I don't care who it is, again, I can say all the names, Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, Jim Jordan just got another fleece from him, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, every single one of them fleecing the people for more money, aggrandizing wealth unto themselves, accumulating more wealth unto themselves, right? That's why they go from nothing to millionaire status within 1 to 3 years. They're already getting paid to do a job that they are not doing. Why are they being appointed? Because they are controlled opposition. They are controlled opposition. They're not going to put up somebody that's going to call himself a Mason or a cult member of Skull and Bones, or the list goes on. They're going to tell you what you want to hear until they get into office. And once they do that, they turn on the people. And that's exactly what they're doing. Okay? They are appeasers, nothing more, nothing less. So what I did is, after I seen this headline, House Speaker Mike Johnson is now saying there's not enough evidence to impeach Biden, I thought to myself right away, I wonder what Bible he seems to be reading. He's not. And number two, what constitution is he reading? He's not. Because before the show, when I seen this, friends, I went online to see the impeachable offenses of Joe Biden and the evidence of Joe Biden's criminal guilt being committed against the people is a mountain of evidence, friends. Where is this guy coming from? He's another plant. Folks, we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty's Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What's absolutely interesting about all of this, and as I said during the first segment, every single one of them proclaims their Christianity until they get in office. And if people would, again, going back 1,000 times over and reiterating this point, if people would judge men by their fruit rather than by what they say, you'd know exactly who they are. I remember doing a radio show on a guy, his radio broadcast out of Ohio, and he was just all about Trump, all about Trump. No, Trump could do no wrong. And I just asked him the question, and I gave him evidence of all of Trump's lies. This is right at the beginning of his criminal administration. And, of course, they didn't like that. But then again, I'm not here to please men. I'm not looking for their approbation. I'm here to set them free if they're willing to receive the truth. And if they're not, then they, you know, fall to their own demise. And that's why they're in trouble again with Mike Johnson today. But I asked him, I said, so if I plant a apple seed in the soil of the ground, what's it going to reproduce? He said, an apple tree. I said, so it's going to produce apples. He said, yeah. I said, oh, that's interesting. I said, same thing with an orange. If I take an orange seed, plant it into the seed of the ground, what is it going to reproduce? He said, orange. So I said, the orange seed isn't going to produce apples, right? And I said, the apple seed is not going to produce oranges, right? He said, no, of course not. I said, well, isn't that what Donald Trump's doing right now? Isn't that exactly what he's doing right now? He's producing the opposite of who he claims to be? Of course he is. And people don't want to come to the truth. Shame on the professors in the church. But here's the deal. Those that call themselves Christians just because they profess that they're Christians doesn't make it so. It's a lack of Christianity. Again, how many times, Americans, have you been promised? Or you had someone on the scene that comes in out of nowhere, literally, like Mike Johnson, and all of a sudden he's appointed to a position, a high position like that of the Speaker of the House, and we find out that he's on some church board and ministries are happy about it. Usually when I hear that and I begin to allow that to come in, the first thing that happens, friends, just instantaneously by the Holy Ghost, is a red flag goes sky high. It's because they can't see. Mike Johnson is the blind leading the blind. I want to say this too. Americans, you're too easy. You're just too easy for these con men. They're bad actors. In their bad acting, you still buy it. But then again, over the weekend, I was highlighting the fact that it's all rigged. I'm talking about football. I'm talking about sports at large. I'm talking about that of the WWF. And who was telling us all this information? John Cena was, and NFL players were telling us it's all scripted. But the people, they'll still keep buying tickets. And this is the very reason the Lord condemns this kind of garbage, this idolatry, Jeremiah 11:13. So no matter how many times you tell them, they still keep going back to their vomit. They keep going back and serving their idols, and they wonder why their country is under judgment. This is a prime example of what I'm talking about right there. This is exactly the problem we're having in the country. It's the church. Corruption, in politics, is a reflection of the church. It's a lack of Christianity is what it is. So you can say, well, Bradley, you know, this guy's good. Give him more time. I don't know how much more time we need to give him, because he's already come on the scene. The first thing he did is says, we need more money to give to Israel. I didn't know that was the American people's job to do, is to go to work how many days a week, how many hours a day, how many decades of their life are spent on labor to give to the government so they can support a war, not just on Israel's side, but on both sides of the war, because the American people still haven't figured it out that it's their responsibility to put a stop to all of this. Okay, so let's not get too far out here. I want you to listen to Mike Johnson, okay? And what we're going to do is we're going to just lead up really quick. I didn't plan this until I just seen this, so I'm going to go ahead and throw this at you. Listen to this.
Congressman Mike Johnson, he's the
look at him.
Republican
what a clown.
Vice Chairman. He's
seriously.
A member of the House Judiciary Armed Services Committees and a member of the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government. Congressman, good to see you this morning. How would you assess your colleagues yesterday? Are they not acknowledging what these bank records show about the Biden family?
They're doing their best to hide the headline here. Look, the American people, Maria, are having a hard time keeping up with all the scandals involving the Bidens, but here's what they don't want you to recognize. The evidence now shows, it proves, that the first family is hopelessly corrupt. They've been involved in extortion and bribery schemes and tax fraud.
I'm sorry, friends. Did I forget to tell you? This is Mike Johnson as a congressman. Before becoming the Speaker of the House, I thought you all had that figured out. I really did, because that's how they play the game. Let's go back to this.
Biden, incredible.
Acknowledging all the crimes of Biden.
The second headline that we're proving through all these oversight hearings, through judiciary oversight and the other committees.
See, he's showing himself to be a fighter on the Americans, for the American people. That's all he's doing. They're teeing him up to put him in office. That's all they're doing, and that's exactly what they did.
DOJ, the FBI, and the IRS and other federal agencies are involved in a cover-up to help the first family.
Well, I mean, Congressman, this is all stunning. I mean,
a cover-up to help the first family. So what we have here, Mr. Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, this is him before he became Speaker of the House. Do you see how this works? They sell him to the people as one that fights for the people and their God-given rights until he gets into power. So what are you talking about, Bradley? Again, it doesn't get any more clear as to what you're about ready to see next.
Joseph Biden,
here we go,
has engaged in bribery schemes, pay-to-play schemes. This is what the evidence shows.
And now for the best part. Here is the quote from the Speaker of the House. There is insufficient evidence at the moment to initiate formal impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden. So after hearing what he just said, now you have it from the Washington Post as well. You have the tweet from Mike Cernovich. He says, congratulations, everyone. That's his quote. So why the change of pace here? And I
because
think it's fairly obvious.
He's now
Democrats.
No. See, this guy here, he's just drinking the Kool-Aid, too. But here's the problem. Why is he changing once he got into office, once he became the Speaker of the House? Americans, 1-866-582-9933, isn't this what they all do? Which one hasn't done this? I want somebody to show me. I want somebody to share with me how I'm in error here with Mike Johnson. Okay? I want somebody to share with me where I'm in error when Mike Johnson, as a representative out of Louisiana, is calling out Biden for all of his crimes. Calling him out for all of his crimes. Then, once he gets into office, he changes his tune. Isn't this what they all do? On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Tim's got evidence up and down. of laundered checks from China to the Biden family. I mean, this is, again, friends, this is on top of treason. This is on top of all of his scandals that Mike Johnson acknowledged. This is on top of his plagiarism on 1988. Folks, this guy was appointed not by the people, but by the Lord to judge this nation. That's what he is. And so is a Mike Johnson. These people are not their friends, bringing about justice, condemning the wicked, and justifying the righteous. No, they're doing the odd opposite. Read Proverbs 17:15. The Lord calls us an abomination. They're justifying the wicked by protecting the wicked because they're protecting themselves. That's what these people are doing. That's what these people have been doing for far too long. Again, I just challenge somebody to tell me. To set me straight. I'm not saying that in a contentious fashion. I'm saying this in all sincerity. Where's the justice, Americans? Where's the justice concerning all of those heroes that have been delivered up? Where is the justice that guards your liberties? There is none. What you have been accustomed to, what you've been desensitized to succumb to believe that somehow or another, they are there doing their job, and these are the best that we have. That is absolutely untrue. They have been appointed. If you have not taken the time to watch Mr. Smith Goes to Washington from the 1930s, you need to watch it. It's super applicable to what we're talking about right now. The 1930s. We're talking almost, folks, almost 100 years ago, we were warned of this garbage. We were warned of it 100 years prior to that by our forefathers who didn't put up with what you're putting up with today. The very ones that told us it's not our job to overthrow the Constitution, but the men that pervert the Constitution, Abe Lincoln, of all people to say it, right? Maybe old Abe the tyrant, maybe he blurted the truth out in his confusion. I'm sure he did. But again, what these politicians do is they tell the people what they want to hear. And once they're in office, folks, I see it all the time. I'm dealing with it right now in my own backyard. The reason I haven't brought up a lot of stuff that's going on over here is because I need to show you how it's done. And I'm in the process of doing that. But at every given turn, those that have been put in a position to justify the righteous and to condemn the wicked, every single one of them has remained neutral. Every single one of them have remained neutral. And what they don't realize is they're giving way to those that are destroying this country, them included. What does the scripture tell us in 2 Thessalonians? To those that let, will let, until they be taken out of the way. See, they don't realize what they're giving way to. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israeli military intensifying its efforts to eliminate the presence of Hamas terrorists in the labyrinth of tunnels beneath Gaza City. China's president coming to the U.S. this week to meet up with Joe Biden in the city by the bay, San Francisco. California Governor Gavin Newsom said they are trying to get all of the homeless people off the streets so China's president doesn't have to look at them. Five U.S. service members were killed Friday evening after their aircraft suffered a mishap and crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The wave of attacks and intimidation enough for the Biden administration. They told colleges they must unequivocally condemn anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents on campus. If they don't, they could lose federal funding. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Chris calling in from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Yes, sir. I guess I have a question in general to you. Do we just, because I agree with you, I think we are under judgment.
We are. I mean, read the word. It's there, man. I mean, it's everywhere you look.
It's so disgusting, all the vile things that are occurring that a lot of it we didn't know about until recently. So it's like, and I'm a saint. I'm not a saint. I'm a sinner. I'm not perfect. But I guess the question is, I'm so sick of the BS coming from everybody around me, and I'm just like, is it just occupy until he returns, do the best you can, and don't expect much, I guess? If that's the case, I can rest easy.
Well, no, I can tell you this. I'm not resting easy. I've been going...
Well, not rest easy. I don't mean it that way.
Okay. Okay, well, I can tell you, Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. And that's exactly what it is. It's a plow. If you mean to bring forth the kingdom of heaven on this earth as it is in heaven, he means for you to subjugate the enemy. He doesn't mean for you to fraternize with them, play with them. And that takes everything that you've got day and night. And I can tell you that firsthand, that's exactly what's required of us. The Lord said, to he who tries to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. That's absolutely true. He said, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. That's absolutely true. And the list goes on of scriptures that say it's not about you, it's about him. And let me say it this way in a positive, Chris. Hudson Taylor rightly said, God's men, his mighty men are weak men that know that God was with them. So it really is. Everything is about him and what it is that he's called you to do. And he's promised you the victory, not the defeat. So it goes beyond just occupying. It's us possessing what it is that he's bestowed upon us. And I'm thinking of Joshua 22, verse 4 and 5 right now. And I wanted to say one more thing to that, too. And I'll give you the mic back here in just a second. It's we're all sinners saved by grace. But here's the good news. Chris, we're not the standard. He is. And we're called to follow him, not men's excuses, nor are men's excuses the standard. He is the standard. And if we keep our eyes fixed on him, the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2, he promises that he will regenerate us. He promises us that he will renew us into him, his image. So, but we have to obey from that form of doctrine from our hearts as well in John 6, as it tells us that. But the only time that he can do that is when we give ourselves completely over to him and not until then.
Beautiful words. I just say, I got a call the other day from a church seeking a lead guitarist, and pretty awesome. I'm going to answer that call.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay, cool. Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so folks, let's get over to this. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you this, and you'll hear this clearly. And we hear it all the time. You know, I'm a Japanese American. You know, I'm a Chinese American. You know what? I'm a Mexican American. You know, I'm a German American. I'm an Australian American. I'm a French American. I'm this American, that American. No, we're all mutts. But when we come into America and we assimilate under God, we are Christian Americans. We don't sit there and allow the media to set the narrative and drive the line between us and others. Furthermore, when you look at Acts 17:26, what does it tell us? All nations are one blood. We're in this together. But isn't it interesting how the mainstream media are continuously driving the line of division? Read Mark 3:25. Well, what am I talking about? Well, I want you to see this. Because this is, in fact, what is happening right now. This is Talita, folks, and I brought her up before, Rashida Tlaib. We know who she is. We know what she's about. And what you're going to see in here is Ilhan Omar coming up and playing up to her. And then after that, I'm going to play another audio, real short, by Cori Bush. Another one that's a part of this divisive core that have been planted. Now, I want you to consider this, folks, before you think that they just got there by chance. It wasn't the American people that voted these people in. They were planted, okay? Just like the rest of them. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Cortez out of New York. Don't for one moment believe that somehow or another the people voted these dummies in. Because that's exactly what they are. And I've seen it firsthand with Ilhan Omar. Dumb is a rock, extorted, doing what she's told. That's it. That's as far as she can relay anything to you is what she reads off the teleprompter, orders coming from her controllers. For you to think outside of that, friends, because I know everybody's asking the question, how did they get into office? They were planted. And look at what Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and everybody that means to subvert who we are as a people, that they sold you, that were voted in by the people, they're there now attacking the people. They want you to believe that we voted them in, though. And it's not just these three. It's all across the board. I want you to listen to this. Now, I said a couple things that she's going to nail here. And I brought her up a couple weeks ago. She is just, and I'm sorry, guys, and I know that the Lord looks at the heart and not the outward appearance, but sometimes when you look at people, it's just like everything about them is wrong. Besides the obvious. I mean, what you're going to see on this video is look at this woman behind her. What kind of people are you? You're not. You are reprobate. Appointed reprobate. 1 Kings 13:33. That's exactly what these people are. Now listen carefully as to how she plays the victim like they always do, folks. You ready for this?
Semitism makes us all less safe and worry that your own child might suffer the horrors that six-year-old Wadiab did in Illinois. I can't believe I have to say this, but Palestinian people are not disposable.
Shh. She's weeping, folks. Yeah, she's nervous. She's shaking. Ilhan's over there comforting her.
We are human beings. Just like anyone else. My Sitzi, my grandmother, like all Palestinians, just wants to live her life with freedom and human dignity we all deserve.
Yeah.
Speaking up to save lives, Mr. Chair, no matter faith,
playing the victims,
no matter
folks.
Ethnicity, should not
gotta
be
play the victims
in this chamber. The cries of the Palestinian and Palestinian and Israeli children sound no different to me. Why? What I don't understand is why the cries of Palestinians sound different to you all. We cannot lose our shared humanity, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we cannot lose our humanity. Isn't that what she said? Yeah, I think she did. This is crazy. This reminds me of Obama. And I'm going to make my point real strong here. She's talking about their humanity. And I was thinking about Barack Obama after that school shooting out on the East Coast there. And I remember after that all came out, he stood up at the pulpit, the presidential bully pulpit, on cue. On cue. Don't get me wrong. On cue. Bad actor. That's what he is. Just like Rashida Tlaib. Okay? What's interesting is he sat up there. He watered up, and he had to pull some tears down his face, talking about how we need to get rid of those guns to protect our children. I'm sure some of you are already tracking with me. We need to get rid of those guns. They killed the kids. Did you guys know that Barack Obama was in office for 142 days? And during this 142-day tenure, as he mysteriously gets planted into the Senate in Illinois. He was fighting against our friend Alan Key, who spanked him 15 different ways, right? Another idiot, stupid as a rock. He's planted in the Illinois Senate for 142 days. Did you know that during that tenure, he voted over 200 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb? Did you know that? Yeah. Did you also know that Barack Obama also voted in favor of making sure that there was another doctor in those clinics to make sure that if a baby came out, that it was murdered? Did you know that? No. I know you didn't. That's why I'm here. Rashida Tlaib, she was just talking about how we have to stand up for the children over in Palestine. But yet over here in America, guess what she's voting for, folks? The murder of children. Do you see how this works? Rashida Tlaib is where she is because they are colonizing in Michigan. I don't care how you look at it. Or that's all I have to do is read the Word of God and understand exactly what's going on. Look to the UK, look to France, look to Germany, because it's the same thing that happened there. Just 2 weeks ago, we had Tommy Robinson on the radio saying it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We're completely surrounded now. It's exactly what the American people are waiting for right now through their tolerance and apathy and fear of man, rather than the fear of God to stand up and deal with these people and send them back to where they came from. She's talking about preserving humanity. She's talking about those little kids over in Palestine. Absolutely none of this should be happening. Nowhere. Nowhere. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Nowhere. But she needs to practice. Why is it okay for her to vote in favor of murdering American children, but she expects you to sympathize with her when she's asking for help to protect the kids over in Palestine? Which I'm all about as well. Americans, she's a con. Just like Ilhan Omar. They're cons. Again, they're bad actors. I'm going to come right back with Cori Bush so she can kind of put icing on the cake to prove the point that I don't even need to prove. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I love it. I honestly do. I love the truth that exposes darkness. You know, the problem that we're having in this country, folks, is there's not enough people that love the truth. I mean, my love, folks, doesn't tolerate false doctrine or injustice or lawlessness. No. It stands against it. Right? Let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Oh, wait a second. That's right. Isn't that the first thing the Lord delivered us from? Absolutely. He blessed us in turning us all from lawlessness. Right? Read the end of chapter Acts 2, right before chapter break on chapter 3. You'll see it right there. Two scriptures in. Yep, it's right there. Okay, so let's get back to this. I was just highlighting the fact, just to show you, this is what they're doing, is playing the emotions of the American people. This is Rashida Tlaib. Listen carefully.
Your faith, no matter ethnicity, should not be controversial in this chamber. The cries of the Palestinian and Israeli children sound no different to me. What I don't understand is why the cries of Palestinians sound different to you all. We cannot lose our shared...
So here's the good news. Rashida Tlaib is over here fighting for her people over there. But she's voting in favor of murdering children here while she wants you to protect the children over there, which I'm for both. I want to make clear of that. This is how they play the game. During the break, guess what I did? I just took the time because I want to confirm everything we're talking about here on the show. You got Ilhan Omar, another one. Hey, folks, totally pro-murder of American children. But she's consoling Rashida Tlaib because she just doesn't understand what the problem is. This is about protecting life. Yeah. How about the ones here? Americans, do you see how this is being played out? They're actors. Let me go over to show you something with Cori Bush, and then I'm going to close it up with some comments concerning some of the things that I did yesterday and what I observed at a local mall here in Minnesota that I haven't been to in years. Okay, this is Cori Bush, okay? Now, she is just happens to be a lady that's black. Okay, I'm a white guy. And the difference between me and her is the color of our skin, but we're both on the color scale. And it's a good thing that Lady Justice, who I have right in front of me right now, has a blindfold on. Because we're to judge men not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And by the way, Rashida Tlaib just said that, listen, why are we even talking about ethnicity here? Okay? Well, that all goes out the window with this one. Okay, I just want to make sure y'all get that.
A lack of care and the lack of understanding and a lack of seeing the humanity of folks who look like Rashida Tlaib. It's outrageous.
Folks that look like Rashida Tlaib. You know, this reminds me of as well as when somebody asked me, Bradley, why do you have such a problem with Barack Hussein Obama when I was calling out his crimes for him? I said to him, why don't you have a problem with it? I said, you need to think things through, dude. I'm not attacking Obama. Obama's attacking me. And it's the same thing for these people. Hey, folks, they want your kids dead. They vote in favor of making sure your kids are dead. And they want you to sympathize with children in other countries, which we should also do. But the fact of the matter is, folks, they're too ignorant to think about what they're saying because they're banking on the fact that the American people aren't thinking about what they're being told. And when I say they're bad actors, it's exactly that. Hey, by the way, Cori Bush, just for the record, black lady, I'm a white guy, I'm on the color scale too. And it's a good thing Jesus didn't come in to save our skin, he came in to save our souls, but you want to make it an issue of what the communists are paying you to make an issue out of, aren't you? That's exactly what she's doing.
That my colleagues are blatantly attempting to silence the only Palestinian American representative right here. It's outrageous, but it's not surprising. And let me tell you, it's not surprising because this place is where 1,700 members of Congress, this elected body, enslaved black people.
Enslaved black people, she says. Wow, she sounds like Barack Obama. The insurrectionist. I mean, these people act like we know what that was all about in the sense that we had a hand to play in anything to do with that. But I think these people also fail to understand that there was white slaves, too. See, it's always, they're the victims, friends. They're always the victims. But I want to tell you this, and this was the headline for my show today. When you take on this mentality and you allow these sorts of people to come in this country that are clearly not here to assimilate to our laws, to our God, war is going to be within the gate. And when people start putting two and two together, the way that I'm doing it for you right now, you're going to understand that they're not here, friends, by chance. They're not here by chance. And also pay attention to the fact that they're never guilty of anything. They're always the victim. I'm showing you the other side of that. I'm showing you the fruit that's hanging on their branches. These people, including Cori Bush here, have voted to make sure that babies are being murdered. Well, she's talking about how she was the victim and how over 1,700 individuals in here voted for slavery. Wait a second. They weren't killing slaves, and I'm not trying to justify that, but the fact of the matter is you're advocating for the murder of your own people. What's worse? Besides all of it. Let's listen to this nonsense.
It's not surprising because they thought it was right. It's not surprising because this is a place where members continue to claim that the insurrection on the Capitol just appeared to look like a normal tourist visit. It's not surprising because this is
she's,
a place...
Folks, this is all aimed at Americans. Her speech is all aimed at Americans. Okay, and we already know about January 6th. And if you look at the picture here, look at Talita in the back, Rashida Tlaib. Look at her smiling. Okay, they're just hoping you're on their level. That's what they're hoping for.
Black and brown staff members repeatedly speak of experiencing racism and sexism, Islamophobia, get pushed off of elevators, xenophobia, and more. Right,
Islamophobia. I wonder if we should get Tommy Robinson back up on the radio to explain that one for you. Wow. You can't make this up.
This is the place. And let me say this. She mourns for the 1,400 Israelis.
The gentlelady's time has expired.
She mourns for the 10,000.
Nope, she got something to say.
The gentlelady's time has expired.
No more ceasefire now. And she takes the death threat that you all sent.
The gentlelady is no longer recognized. The gentleman from Maryland.
The desire to save lives.
The gentleman.
Gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
That's what I said.
Look at her. Does she know her place? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So here it is. Just yesterday, I took my family out talking about war within the gates when you let other gods within the gates that are not here to assimilate. We went to this mall that used to be a pretty hopping mall back in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. When we got over there, we walked in and we noticed all of these stores closed. On the right, on the left, you walk down this hall, that hall. There were so many of the stores that were closed down. And I knew exactly what we were up against. I knew it. Before I seen it, of course. That's called discernment. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. So as we're walking about, noticing that everything was different than the way that it used to be and that there was hardly anybody there, as well as very few shops that remained open within this huge mall, we noticed the store. And as we walked by it, we noticed that it was all garb from the Middle East. Now, I don't have a problem with him being here as long as he's here to assimilate, but that's not what they're doing. They're coming here to conquer. I noticed the first store, then I noticed the second store, and then I noticed the third store. And I noticed that wherever those stores were, where they were selling Middle Eastern garments, namely clothes to accommodate their Islamic beliefs, I noticed the stores were completely empty. In other words, what's happening? The American people are just getting out of Dodge rather than holding their ground and staying there. They're succumbing to a very few that mean to conquer. That's how they conquer. But in the process, I can tell you this right now, you can feel the tension, folks. You can feel the tension in these malls. Burnsville Mall is exactly the same thing as Southdale. You go there, it used to be hopping. This is a very upper echelon of the, I don't want to say they were super wealthy people, but they were upper middle class. Super nice mall. Malls shut down all over the place. I asked one of the security guards what was going on. You go in the bathroom, it smells like a bathroom for these people that are washing their feet in the sinks of these bathrooms. So you're bowing to a very small amount of people that are here to conquer. Just ask them. They'll tell you that they're here to conquer. You can say that's hate all you want to. It's not hate. It's called the law. And if they want to equate hate to the law that condemns them for what they're doing and their intent to come to America and overthrow and conquer America, that's fine. Then I'll be a hater. Just like I'm called a bigot, this, that, and the other thing. No, I'm just holding to the Word of God and to the Constitution. And if there's anybody out there that has the courage to do the same thing in following the Lord, then it'd be a good idea for you to jump in right now, because we shouldn't be running from nobody. We should be holding our ground in dealing with lawlessness as it appears. That's the purpose of the church. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.